Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We've all been there, hours lost to mindless scrolling, consuming content that leaves us feeling worse, yet somehow unable to stop. Well, now researchers have confirmed in a recent study what many have long suspected, that there is a link to poor mental health. The study found that individuals already struggling with their mental health are more likely to be drawn to negative content, creating a destructive cycle that's hard to break. Well, joining me to discuss this is one of the team who carried out that research, Professor Tali Sharp, who is Professor of Cognitive Neuroscience at University College London and MIT. Good morning to you. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
Firstly, what led you to begin this line of research? How did you come to it?
The research in my lab, we're very interested in how information seeking relates to mental health. And so looking at what people browse and how that relates to how they feel and symptoms, was an obvious step. Most of the research in this kind of field looks at screen time. So how much time do you spend on your phone or on your computer? But we thought, well, that's perhaps not the best measure. You can do all sorts of things online, and it's important to look at exactly what you're doing and what content you're consuming. And that may be even more related to your mental health and to your mood.
So in order to put this research together, it must have been a complex task, a lot more than just basic data gathering, which would lead you just to the screen time finding, but you wanted to see more and find out more.
Right. So what we did is we asked more than 1,000 individuals to go online just at home, browse the internet a few days, about 20 to 30 minutes each time, and then send us their browsing history. So then we can use our browsing history to look at all the web pages. We use an algorithm to do that. We look at all the web pages they browse. We take the text out of the web pages, and then we scored the text on how positive or negative the text is, again, using algorithms.
Okay, so you needed to understand the type of content that people were consuming.
Yeah, we're specifically interested in the sentiment. So how positive or negative. You can look at a lot of other characteristics and measures, but that's the one that we thought may be quite related to people's mental state.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people who regularly use social media, for example, will know about the endless scrolling and how time consuming it can be. And it's often called the doom loop. What did you find out about that, about the doom loop, and how we and what we're doing, we're feeding it, and it's continuing because we are continuing?
Yeah. So what we found is that people with worse mental health are more likely to go online and consume negative information. So the searches that they conduct online tend to result in more negative information. And as a result, that negative information actually makes their symptoms worse. So that's kind of a feedback loop, right? Mm-hmm. You're feeling worse, your worse mental health, you go online, consume more negative information, makes you even worse.
So you're seeking that out as opposed to being fed it by an algorithm, because I know that you didn't have access, did you, to people's social media feeds?
Right. So we couldn't look at anything with a password. And so that excluded social media. We mostly looked at either web pages that you go in directly or things that you search on Google. And so we also saw that not only there's kind of a correlation between how you're feeling in your mental health and what you're looking at online, but also we could test for causation, meaning what is causing what. And we did that by taking two groups of people. One group, we gave them negative web pages to consume, and the other, we gave them neutral web pages to consume. And as you'd expect, those individuals that we gave them the negative web page ended up feeling worse after they consumed them relative to before. And then now we have two groups. One, we actually manipulated their mood, so now it's negative. The other is not. And we told them, go online and search for whatever you like. And we found that those individuals which we manipulated their mood to be more negative ended up going online and consuming more negative information. So this suggests it's not only correlational, but it's causation. Mm-hmm. Your mental health can cause you to go online and consume negative information, and negative information causes your symptoms to become worse.
Right. So then you have this, the opposite to a virtual circle. Does it work in the other way if you're feeding positive stories and positive links and positive content to people? Does that lift the mood?
So the relationship to positive was weaker. There were some indications that there is a relationship, but it wasn't a robust relationship. It wasn't something that we could see again and again. So it definitely wasn't as strong and clear as a relationship to negative information. I suspect it probably is there, but not quite strong enough for us to be confident.
Mm-hmm. So what is this research telling you, do you believe?
Well, I think it suggests that, you know, one thing you might want to do is monitor what kind of content you're consuming, and perhaps be more conscious of what you're doing online. And in fact, to help people do that, we developed a plugin and an app. So the app, what it does, it shows you over a day or over the week what kind of information you consumed, how negative or positive it is. So you might look and you see, oh, I've consumed a lot of negative information over the week. You know, maybe this is why I'm feeling not great. The plugin shows you, you go on Google and you can search for whatever you like, and you find the results like you do normally. But next to each result, you also have free scores next to the link. One result, one score tells you how positive or negative the information is on that website. The other tells you how much on average it will enhance people's knowledge. And the other tells you how much on average it can be actionable. It can help you make decisions or take actions. And using that, you may be able to browse the web in a more kind of conscious way, a more goal-oriented way, right? You might, if you're coming home and you're feeling bad, you might not click on that negative web page. But if you're looking to how to get a visa, you might click on the one that has a high actionable score. So we're hoping that the kind of combination of the app and the plugin may help people just have more agency and kind of empower them when they're going online.
And Tali, are those tools available to people right now?
So we're just about to do beta testing on a small group. Finally, everything's working. Once we're done on kind of internal testing and in that group, we will open it to beta testing to anyone who wants. And you can go on our website, effectivebrain.com, so effective with A, and put in your email. And then we will make that available for who is ever interested. And it's a free app and a free
Okay.
plugin.
So perhaps this research then will be useful when it comes to the treatment of people who have mental health difficulties, who are dealing perhaps with issues like depression, that looking at what you're consuming online might play into that treatment or help form a picture of what's triggering.
Absolutely. So it's something that you might want to monitor. So if you are a patient and perhaps you are treated by a physician, this may be information that both yourself and the physician may monitor. So, you know, looking at the trajectory of what you're consuming and how negative or positive it is may give the physician some clues about your state. Is it becoming worse? Is it becoming better? So we think that is perhaps something that will be useful in treatment.
Okay, but for the rest of us, just having that knowledge, knowing that if you are consuming negative content, it's certainly not going to help your mood. That's what you found.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, as I said, you may want to be more conscious of what you're consuming in order to change, you know, try to change what you're consuming to alter your mood.
Tali, thank you very much for speaking to us today. That's Professor Tali Sharratt, who is Professor of Cognitive Neuroscience at University College London and MIT.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.